I'm just saying, I think maybe you're telling me something that isn't totally true.
Okay, why would I lie?
Maybe
that.
You don't know that it's not true. Maybe
so you're
think
calling
it's
my friend
true.
A liar?
Maybe she thinks she saw Louis
she
C.K.
saw
on Bedford
Louis C.K.
Avenue.
On Bedford Avenue
maybe
at the deli.
Maybe she's mistaken.
She saw Louis
maybe
C.K. at the deli.
Maybe she thought she saw him.
And I get
him.
So excited to tell you. I saw Louis C.K. My friend saw Louis C.K. And you went,
maybe it was just another fat redheaded guy.
You went, And you're just so dismissive.
I'm just explaining why I went,
So messed up.
Unless she confirmed it was him, it wasn't him.
What do you mean, unless she couldn't? What is she going to do? Walk up to him and be like, are you Louis C.K.?
I don't know,
You know, she wanted to tell him about Shut Up Weirdo.
Sure she did.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That's a lie, too.
You're a lie.
Oh my god, I am.
Dude.
Guess what, guys? It's 6 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo!
Can't wait.
What street?
Huh?
What street?
What street what?
Was Louis C.K. on?
Bedford Avenue.
And?
North 7th at the deli across from the Dunkin' Donuts. And I said I thought it'd be
what
funnier
he
if he was in the Dunkin' Donuts.
What was he buying?
Shouldn't say.
How could you not ask?
I don't know.
That's really important. Like, was he buying condoms or was he buying,
he got into candy
for his baby?
He got into a cab right after. I hope he doesn't feed his baby candy.
Babies eat candy?
Babies don't eat candy.
Little girls eat candy.
Well, babies and little girls are very different.
You're right. I don't know how old his kids are, so I just said baby in like a general
I think
term.
They're like 7 and 11.
They eat candy.
12.
They're almost having their periods. Was he sweaty?
Probably.
What was he wearing?
I don't know.
How do you not ask details?
No, because it was texting. My phone sucks. Like, you know? I said, I don't know.
Thought he was your spirit animal.
I just think him and I would get along.
You mean like when you're the maid of honor at our wedding?
It's so dumb. Like, there's no way you're gonna marry Louis C.K.
Why not?
That's just stupid.
Well, now I'm just gonna do it to prove you wrong, biatch.
Well, then you're a tiny person with a tiny life.
I'll be very large when I'm married to Louis C.K.
Because you're going to get fat.
So what? I'm down with that. I'll be married to Louis C.K. He'll
you're
probably
not
like it.
That's so stupid. You're not going to marry Louis
He's going to do that to my rolls.
Ugh. This is a stupid fight.
This isn't a fight. We're just having a good time.
I'm fighting.
I'm having a good time.
Because you like to fight?
No, because I like to have a good time.
And fighting is fun?
I like banter.
You really think he'd like you better than me?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're prettier?
Yeah.
You think you're prettier?
Yeah.
Wait, you think you're prettier than me?
Yeah.
Because I would... Wait, no, seriously, you really think you're prettier than me?
Yeah. Absolutely. No question at all.
Okay, but like in what way?
In every way?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Wait. Wait. Okay, wait.
You're just gonna get upset, so why are you starting this conversation?
Wait.
I hope you know what conversation you're getting yourself into and how it's gonna end.
You think you're prettier than me.
Do you need me to say it again?
Do you think you're smarter than me?
Yeah.
Do you think you're funnier than me?
Yeah.
You've gotta be kidding me.
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't think you're prettier than me, but I could see how you would think that you were prettier than me, but there's no way in hell that you could think that you're funnier than me.
Absolutely.
There's no way! Are you insane?
No, I mean, are you?
Oh my god. I don't feel good.
I'm not surprised. Truth hurts, you know?
I'll give you that you're more photogenic. And I'll give you that you have
I am so not more photogenic.
And I'll give you that you have a better body.
What?
But I don't think you're fun. Like, funny is where I draw the line. You really think you're prettier than me, though? Like, by a lot?
Well, Mr. Johnny on the comments board says, Frangry is like 0.5 point hotter than Michelle.
All right, well, listen, I'm mad at you, so I wonder how this show's gonna go.
You started it. I told you to watch what you were asking. Mr. Johnny says, is this the final show? No, Michelle, I don't think I'm prettier than you or smarter than you or funnier than you. I think we make a great team. And together, wait, what was it that we learned at work today? Someone said something like, oh man, I'll never remember it.
You have to.
Together, we're strong, but wait, no, individually, we're strong. Together, we're unstoppable. And I just busted out laughing like, oh my God, is that a joke?
Did they get mad at you?
No, we all laughed like it was so ridiculous. But that's what we are.
Okay.
Individually, we're strong. Together, Michelle, unstoppable.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, like this.
Like that?
Fist in the air. Unstoppable.
All right.
Right?
I hope so.
I'm into it. I'm feeling it, girl. By the way, our kitten shirts are here.
Oh my God, they're so amazing.
If you want to go see a photo of us wearing them, you can go to the Facebook page.
Where Frangry looks 0.5% hotter than me.
Actually, you look better in that picture.
No, I hate that picture.
Oh, I like that picture.
People saying mean things. Because I read.
No, you're going to like this one.
What?
Robin, your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
On the comments board, which you can find at WFMU.org by clicking on the playlist link, says, Frangry is definitely a better liar. Get it?
I get it. Hey, guess what?
What?
The WFMU record fair is coming to Brooklyn.
Oh my God, already? It's been a year already?
It's next weekend, dude.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Oh, I'm out of town.
You can't be out of town because we're working the merch table together.
Oh, right. Unstoppable. We're going to make so much money at that merch table.
The merch table is so fun because you usually do the Wheel of Fate. I always do the merch
table.
Yeah, I'm
over the Wheel of Fate.
We will be there Sunday afternoon. It's in Greenpoint, actually, at 79 Franklin Street at the Brooklyn Expo Center. Have you been there?
No, but there's
big
no L-train.
Big windows. It's real nice. There's lots of different ways to get there, dude.
There's $5 Uber pools.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get there, so don't let that stop anyone. It's going to be amazing. The
I'm
space
just going to stay
huge.
At your house all weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. You just cursed. You
like all the time.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
I was just volunteering my services.
Thanks. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Anyway, come to the record fair. It's next weekend. More
See?
Information on the website.
Kevlicky says you look cuter in the picture.
You just cursed.
I told you. No, I didn't. We dumped it, so it didn't happen.
Hey, what's the topic?
If you dump, it didn't happen.
Is that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a topic. Tonight's show is Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We want people to call in with their entrepreneur ideas. But really what we want is business names.
Funny business
names.
So
we want to hear the ideas, and then we want the business name. And that's key. And if you don't have a name, you're out the door.
But I have a really good idea without a good name.
Then you're out the door.
The show's
Marcel's working the merch table on Saturday.
Oh, Marcel. We'll miss you. The merch table's the best thing to work. I'm going to fold the t-shirts. Nobody's business.
What do I have to do?
I don't know. It'll be fun. Hopefully Davis Baz will be there. He was there last year, and so was Irwin. Joe McGaskill will be there.
I'm not folding t-shirts.
Well, you just stand there and you'll look pretty. I don't know.
Why don't we just take the Wheel of Fate to the merch table?
I don't like the Wheel of Fate. I like selling the merch.
Okay. Are you we selling our Shut Up Weirdo shirts?
Did you talk to Tony or Joe about it?
Nobody asked me anything.
Hmm. 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, and we want to hear about your business ventures. We also have an angel investor.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett's here hanging out with us today. He brought us some wine. Maybe that's why we're fighting and stuff, because we're kind of drunk.
You said a bad word.
Why don't you just let the past be the past, Michelle? Let's move forward together, you know?
You know?
Let's move forward. I'm slurring my words.
How are you drunk?
How
I don't
much
understand.
Of that wine did I drink? Not a
half
lot.
Half a bottle?
I shared all of it.
You did share a lot more than I wanted you to.
Oh, really? Sorry. What was I going to do? Say no?
Well, I just think if you didn't offer to share at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have, like, kicked me or something under the table. Guess what, guys? I'm taking Michelle on a date tonight.
Yeah.
For her birthday.
Which was a month ago. But
you know, now's when the schedules.
I am so excited.
I'm going to be hammered by the end of it.
It's going to be so fun.
Should we tell them where we're going?
I guess so.
We're going to Kura for sushi.
It's
going to
be so good.
Call us at 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Tonight's topic is Shark Tank. We want to hear your business, small business ideas and names.
Okay, but listen. I'm going to open up. And this is a good thing for New York City because all these girls have eating disorders here. I'm going to open up an all-you-can-eat restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right next door.
To a vomitorium.
I'm going to open up a colonic vomitorium emporium. And I'm going to have specials at the same time. So it's going to be like all-you-can-eat. And then 20 minutes after the all-you-can-eat special ends, there's going to be a special at the vomitorium. So you can like eat all this food.
All-you-can puke?
Yeah.
I mean, does the vomitorium charge by the puke?
No, it's by the session, probably.
How do they make you vomit?
There's lots of different ways.
Such as?
There's pills.
Doesn't that take a while?
No.
I might vomit
Some
right
of them
now.
Work right away. Like Ipecac and all that stuff.
What?
I could stick like a...
Cac?
Ipecac syrup or something.
What's that?
It's some... Some, like, serum that makes you puke right away.
Mm. Or you can just, like, put something down their throat?
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Call us with your business ideas and names. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to open up a French bakery with really hot high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be called Statutory Crepe.
Wait, what are they wearing?
I guess French maid uniform.
That's funny. Not that I think statutory rape is funny, but that's funny. Statutory crepe.
I can't. What's your name, mister?
It's King Dean.
King Dean.
King Dean, that's a good one. Have you been holding on to that for a while?
You're on the list.
Thank you.
Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt. Who's going to beat that?
I don't know. That's funny, though. I heard high school girls. I already liked where it was going.
Me, too. I was thinking of outfits.
It's like hot high school girls, huh? I like where this is going.
201-209-9368. I think that pretty much set the bar.
Yeah,
I'm
it set
wasted.
The tone.
Set the tone and the bar pretty high for tonight. So call us with your... business ideas and names. It can be anything. We don't care.
Statutory crepe.
Nobody's calling. Do you think it's because I'm drunk?
I think it's just because we were chatting for a while and people probably just... 201-209-9368. Are you going to be okay for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's an hour from here to there. I'll be fine once we get there. Nobody's calling.
201-209-9368. Do you think statutory crepe made everyone scared?
Or they just hate us.
No one hates us.
I think some people hate us.
I don't like thinking about that. That doesn't give me power.
Or pleasure.
Mm-mm.
201-209-9368. Come on. I know you guys have really bad business ideas. We want to hear them. Names, too. Names. But we'll take ideas. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my friend and I had an idea a while ago to open up a place, like a really fancy place to go number two to use the restroom.
That's a good idea.
Wait.
Well, kind of like your vomitorium thing, but it's like, it's really fancy. It's like Rococo design, like velvet and gold and all this stuff.
And you would open it in New York City?
Yeah, because I have like a really bad anxiety about going into public places. Just use the
bathroom. Same.
This is topical.
This is such a good idea. We were just talking about this.
Would it be like a franchise, so there's one like every few blocks or something?
I mean, if it did well, you could franchise.
What would you call it?
Well, we wanted to call it the Golden Deucery.
No.
No, you could do better.
You should call it Door Number 2.
That name when we were like 19,
though. Door Number 2.
It's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah, because then it sounds like it's a
speakeasy.
It's
a fancy club.
Yeah.
My friend joined a gym in New York just so she would have somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there could be butlers and you know.
That's a good idea.
Like really fancy toilets where
people
it cleans your bum.
And like marble and bidets and like
exactly.
big.
Yeah.
And like
people in New York would pay for
and
that.
Himalayan rock
sea salt,
lamps.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Door number two, buddy. I'm telling you, that's
do
the
it.
Name.
You should do it.
All right, let's all do it.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
I love that idea. I'm sad I never thought of that.
I gave him that name.
You win.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is a really hard topic, so I don't know if I have one. Oh, wait. What's that?
What's that?
No, God, no. God, no.
No?
I literally live at North 7th in Bedford, and Louis C.K. has definitely been around here before.
Because he films the show around there, that's why.
Oh, I thought it was because he lived there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Where does
no,
he live?
I know he films the show. He lives in downtown somewhere, I think. So, or, no, maybe he lives uptown.
Why don't we stalk him?
I don't know. Men don't like getting stalked.
That's what I want to know for you, because I literally was having this conversation with my friend the other day where I asked her, out of the blue, if she would ever go out with Louis C.K. or sleep with him, and she was like, yeah, totally.
He must get so laid.
Yeah, he must get so much laid.
Yeah, that's what
so much laid.
I want to know why, because it's obviously like unless you're attracted to like overweight, balding, redhead guys. So like, what is it? Is it
he's so
obviously
like,
his
funny.
Sense of humor, dude.
He's so
it's
funny.
Humor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's just right about everything he says.
Yeah, he's smart. He's funny. He's accomplished.
He's hot.
He's.
Is it like, if it was a pie chart, what percentage of it is him being self-deprecating?
I don't know. I also do like gingers, though. That's partly a thing I have. Yeah, so, you know. It's really just that
right,
he's
well,
funny.
I wish I had an idea for this week, because I gave my t-shirt that I won to this girl I was dating, because she's obsessed with it, by the way.
Which shirt?
Food bed.
And then what, she broke up with you?
No, we're still kind of around, but she's really young. She's, like, in college, so, like,
ew.
I don't think seriously.
Please date someone age-appropriate.
Well, let me know when we can go out, Tinder match.
How? Oh, you?
Me?
I'm not on the Tinder, so it must be you.
Yeah. I Tinder matched?
Yeah.
You guys Tinder matched?
Remember, you guys don't remember this?
Oh, he already won a shirt. I have his address and everything.
Oh, yeah, right.
I guess that didn't work out.
All right, love you, miss you. Gotta go.
Okay, have a good one. Love you, too.
Grown men who date women in college, huh?
Yeah, that's weird. He's like, if I remember correctly, he's like mid-30s. Ew, why is he dating a girl? That's disgusting. You think I'll ever go out with him now? Nope.
Men do that. That's what men do.
That's just gross.
Men date age-inappropriate women all the time.
Dale says, my wife Kyle wants to invent something that goes in the fridge and tells you when you're... food goes bad. It's called spoiler alert. It's cute. 201-209-9368. Call us with your business ideas. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. It's a daycare center. Lester the Molester's Affordable Daycare.
No, dude. Not funny. Marcel M. says, this dude is wondering why chicks want to sleep with a really rich guy who is also funny. Oh, Mr. Johnny owes us flowers.
What did he say?
Men don't really care if a woman is funny, which is good news for Frangry and Michelle. That's like the biggest insult we've ever... I'd rather him tell us we're ugly. Not into it, right?
That's not nice. He's usually nice.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Maravillas del Ciego.
Hi, Orlando.
Hey, y'all. So I got two for you.
All right, let's hear them.
One is a funeral parlor and coffee bar called Coffee and Coffins.
Yeah, genius. What else?
And the other is a... strip club where all the employees, instead of dancing, they play musical instruments.
What? I don't think you can say that anyway.
I don't know. Either way, I don't get it.
All right. Thanks, Orlando.
Mr. Johnny wants to know, Michelle, what is age appropriate? Plus or minus 5 years?
Yeah, that works.
And Danny D says that thing in the fridge shouldn't be called spoiler alert. It should be called food bad.
That's funny, Danny D.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, so I want to open a 24-hour club. Have booze, drugs, girls, gambling. And they're going to call it the Retox Center.
Ha-ha. That's pretty good, buddy. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Shark Tank. Oh, boy. Send us your...
People are wild tonight.
Send us your business ideas. You know, it's the beginning of the summer, girl.
Spring. Spring makes you feel like, whew. Right?
I don't know. No, I feel okay.
Spring, right?
Oh, like you're horny?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Michelle's horny.
Come on, man.
I'm a little horny my own.
I am too, actually.
Yeah, don't act like I'm the only one.
Yeah. You're right, Michelle. What?
Everyone likes sex. I mean, nothing wrong with being horny.
It's true. Everyone does like sex.
I approve.
There's some people who don't like sex.
It's been a while.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Do you have like a Hitachi? I use a Hitachi.
Absolutely.
Is that like $21,000 or $2,000 vibrator thing?
No, it's like $50.
What's that other thing?
Have you seen magic wand?
No, not that one. It's like a round thing and you sit on. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir?
Oh, the
Yeah.
The Sibian.
That's what
Sibian.
Yeah, Howard Stern has that in his studio.
It's $2,000-something.
Why?
Did you see what he made Octomom sit on it?
Ew, Octomom.
Why? What happened? Should I Google it?
Yes, you should, because, you know, she rides a Sibian on the air, and, I mean, what happens, what you think happens, happens. But it's Octomom. No one wants that.
Ew, bro, she's gross.
Well, I feel bad for her. She's a damaged person.
That's true. I'm not trying to give her a hard time. And that's a lot of kids. I don't have that many nipples.
Neither do I.
Maybe she's, like, secretly a cat, and so she can... them all at the same time.
She kind of looks like one.
Mm. She carried all those babies?
At once. That's amazing.
God,
anyway, what's your Shark Tank idea?
I'm actively saving up the starting capital for my hot dog stand. We only sell chili cheese dogs, tater tots, and lottery tickets.
That's awesome.
The lucky dog. Lucky dog.
That's so cute. I love that. And I love chili cheese dogs so much.
I've never had one.
Oh my God, you're insane.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
They're so good.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry right now.
I love that snap on that hot dog. It's so good.
Snap?
Yeah, like when the skin snaps.
Do you put sauerkraut on your hot dog?
I do like sauerkraut and mustard on my hot dog.
When the skin snaps.
Yeah, that's what's
up. We have a real good.
Like when you take a bite?
Yeah, and the skin snaps a little, and then the juice flows out.
Ew, bro, you're so nasty.
Why? That's how, that's
no,
like a,
it's the best.
He knows what I'm talking about.
I want a hot
dog. You gotta eat it over the tater tot.
Yeah.
So then, like,
and the juice runs all out.
And mustard. Yeah, it's like a tater tot.
Oh my God, I'm eating a hot dog tomorrow.
I had some chili cheese dogs the other day. They were so good.
What, it's just a hot dog with chili on it?
And cheese.
Well, oh, yeah.
I like it when the cheese is.
Not like a bowl of chili, though. It's like a special.
Yeah.
Like oh. Hot dog chili.
It's delicious.
What's
like a can of Hormel? That's
what's perfect. In it? Is it ground beef? Chili?
We do it at home. It's ground. It's ground beef.
Beans.
Sweet chili sauce. I don't use beans.
You don't use beans in yours?
And we use tiger sauce.
What's that?
It's like a hot sauce, right?
It's a sweet hot sauce with tamarind in it.
Tamarind? Oh, I do like tamarind. Tamarindo.
Ay ay ay, que latina.
So good. All right, I like your idea.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Did he say I'll have to?
I think he said I'll have two.
Oh.
201-209-9368. What's your business idea and what would you call it? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I've not talked to you in a while.
Oh, hey, Ray J, I didn't realize that was you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Been busy, being honest. country.
How's life?
Life, still in one piece. Yours?
Good, good. What would you name your, what would your small business be?
I was thinking you want to make money?
No, we're not stealing ideas. We're just sharing them.
No, but I mean, you want to make money or I want to make money?
No, your idea. What would your business be for you to make money?
My idea for you is
not for us.
Giving away your t-shirts for free.
Jesus. Not for us. For you, dude.
Oh, well, then you might as well put my name on a t-shirt. I mean, that's ridiculous. No, the whole point. Okay, I'll take a percentage.
What is he talking
about? Of you giving away your t-shirts for free.
Okay, good idea.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Because then you start your empire.
What is he talking about? He's extra. Are you extra drunk right now, Ray J?
No, today I'm sober, oddly enough.
Maybe that's what's happening here.
Perhaps. Seems to me, though, you've got a lot of money to be made.
What?
Get your name out there. You're lucky. You're there.
All right, have a good one. I can't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Patrick from Chicago. How's it going?
Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
So, weird thing, in Chicago, we do not put ketchup on our hot dogs, which is really weird.
Mustard?
Good to know.
No, like, we just don't put ketchup. It's really weird. Like, we do mustard, really weird green neon relish.
I love relish.
Yeah,
well,
then,
you love pickles.
I do love
they
pickles.
They top it with, like, jalapenos. And they put celery salt on it. It's really weird.
Oh, I like celery salt.
Yeah.
Are you at a party?
Huh?
Are you at a party?
No, I'm at a bike shop.
Oh. Are you on a landline? Sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm on a landline.
I love landlines.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a landline and throw my cell phone in the East River.
Nice.
What's your business idea?
Well, you guys were talking about some sex stuff. So... I was thinking, like, you know, like how there's Redbox where you can, like, rent DVDs and stuff?
Not say that.
Well, sorry. Number one. Number two, ew.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, you would share them? No.
Well, they'd be cleaned.
Really gross.
Nech.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
They'd be dipped in some bleach.
I don't care. I don't want to share.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. Have a good
one.
All
right, later.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a business idea and a name.
Let's hear it.
All right, it's going to be a retail shop / restaurant that sells ramen soups and beeswax products. And it's going to be called Miso Honey.
Genius.
You like it, seriously?
Yeah, it's really good. Right,
Miso
Michelle?
Honey.
All right, buddy. T-shirt, have a good one. No t-shirt. Yeah. Goodbye. I hate it when people ask.
I don't like it when people ask if they win the t-shirt.
Hi, you're on the radio. It's like asking someone, do you love me?
Yeah. Tell me that you love me.
Yeah,
do you love me?
Tell me that you love me.
Do you love me?
I love both of you.
Hi, what's your business idea?
I always wanted to have, like, a Mexican food truck called What You Taco About.
Wait, what? Say it again.
What You Taco About.
Say it again.
What You Taco About.
Silly.
Or I would also be into marketing, like, a craft beer called We Fell in Love in a Hopless Place.
That's cute.
That
I like that.
Cute. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks.
That's cute.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls.
Hi, guy.
Very good. I guess my business idea is I want to build you two ladies your own masturbatorium.
It's called our apartment.
Yeah. Ooh, good one. Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
What?
No. Absolutely not. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Shark Tank. We want to hear your business ideas.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Calls are kind of weird tonight. No? Or yeah. Maybe I'm drunk.
You're drunk. Well, how are you going to enjoy dinner if you're drunk?
I'm telling you, once I'm there and I get some food, I'll be chilling.
All right.
Are we going to drink sake?
Yeah. Is your ear still infected?
No.
Is your ear still infected?
No.
Is your ear still infected?
It never was.
What was wrong with it?
It's dry.
Well, then you shouldn't have used tea tree oil, right?
I know, that made it worse. That's how I figured out that was what was wrong with it. I mean, you know, it's a day-to-day thing, just like
life.
Yeah. Today, it's bothering me a little. Yesterday, it was fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? What's your business idea?
I want to open up like a burger stand, and I just wanted to call it Burgatory because I thought that was a good pun.
Like purgatory?
Yeah.
Yeah, like purgatory. But the burgers would be good. They wouldn't be like...
I knew he'd be cute.
Bad burgers. They would just be like good burgers.
All right. What's your name, Burgatory?
What's my name?
Yeah. What's your Alex. Name? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Ah.
You're too young for us, but we like you.
Cool. I don't like putting ketchup on my hot dogs. I think that's weird.
I like to put ketchup on my hot dogs.
No, I think just like sauerkraut and mustard and maybe
relish.
I want
a hot dog, so I'm going to have a hot dog for dessert tonight.
Okay.
All right, that's cool.
All right, Alex, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
24.
Damn. Yeah, I have a good idea for a business.
Let's hear it.
Well, I'm a confusologist. The reason people get bored is they forget how to be confused. When you fall in love, you start to develop confusion. And that makes life interesting. Boredom is what kills people. So I want to start a school curriculum where I teach people how to always be confused.
How are you going to do that?
Well, you start with the basics. You start studying in algebra, which makes no sense. Then you start to square the circle, and you do that for about a year. And before you commit suicide, you pick another thing. Instead of squaring the circle, you start studying relativity. And you just keep studying the confusion of the geniuses. It leads to nowhere, and you just keep getting off the road to nowhere and find another road. And finally, when you get to Zen Buddhism, you accept the confusion, and life is simple.
Wow. What's your name, buddy?
Tony.
All right, Tony. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Danny D. How are you?
Hey Danny D.
That guy sounded like somebody. I'm here on the delay. That guy sounded like he was on, like, True Detective 2 or something.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
That was weird.
That was very strange. I have an idea. This is. I would, and it's clean. Don't worry. But it's a product related to marital stuff, which is basically you have a mattress set, and when your partner or you lie on the bed, it changes color to indicate whether how amorous you might be. And I call it the mood bed.
I don't ever want anyone to know how I'm really feeling, though.
I think it's fantastic, because then they'll know and I won't have to tell them. Like, not right. Into it, bro.
Alrighty, but you guys have a good one.
Thanks, the Danny D. That bed. Was cute.
That
have
was
a good
cute.
One.
Thanks.
But that would be really embarrassing if someone just came over to watch TV and they just wanted to be your friend and then your
and then
side was all green.
For, like, sex?
That you were, like, super horny for them and they were just, like, black
Why do
or
you
white
consider
or whatever.
Green would be the color of horny?
Because when green M&Ms make you horny.
Oh, wait. Rewind. Hold on. What?
green M&Ms make you horny.
Weird.
Right?
Where did
Everyone
you learn
knows that?
Why?
Grade school. I don't know why.
I thought you were saying that green was like green light, like go, like you can do it to me.
Oh, maybe that's, maybe.
Wait, so green M&Ms make you horny, Michelle?
I mean, not me. That's just what like people used to say.
I've never heard
You've
that.
You've never heard that. Has anyone else ever heard that?
I've never heard that in my life.
Come on, comments board, help me out. Has anyone ever
heard
that?
Okay, but let's play a game. If you had the mood bad, what color would the horny color be?
I feel like it would be red. But that's stop.
Well, maybe you're just associating it with the wrong thing. Like, I feel like blue would be cold, you know? Like,
red
you're
is
not
like
into
love.
It, and red is hot.
What if
love?
It's pink? What if it's like, magenta?
Then you're, like, feeling it.
Magenta.
But, you know, you're also a little tired. I think it would be blue for no and red for yes.
You think it'd be blue
like,
for no? I don't think it'd be blue for
cold.
No.
Like, you're cold.
No.
And then purple would be like, I could go either way.
No.
No?
No. See, it'd have to be, like, adjusted for everyone's, like, color sensibilities. It's too complicated.
So what colors would yours be?
Green, I think, would be...
Right, because green M&Ms make you horny.
Right.
And then... SZA. I didn't say it. No shiz.
Purple would be, like, romance me and take it easy.
Uh-huh.
Let's have, like...
Like, let's make love.
Maybe.
Like light a candle and like,
yeah, like light a
stare
candle,
into each other's eyes.
Tell me you love me.
And be slow about it.
Rub my back.
Right. Play with my hair and
yeah.
Then, okay.
Flat my butt.
Wait,
you know.
That's part of your lovemaking?
Yeah.
Is a butt slap?
Why not?
Oh. Okay.
There's a lot to do. I don't want to get into this right now.
I'm learning so much.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning that you're a very complex woman, especially if green M&Ms make you horny.
Listen, everyone knew that when they were little.
I guess
you've never heard
memo.
That before. You've never ever heard that.
No, but you know what? I think Danny D should be on the list because his mood bed really got us talking. You know,
someone must have heard that before. I mean, it was like a thing when I was in elementary school.
Danny D, you're on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Green and Michelle. It's Kevlicki.
Hi, Kevlicki.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I was going to say, how's Laurel?
Yeah, we don't care about you. How's Laurel? Hot. Hot.
As usual.
She's still hot?
I'm upset with you guys. You didn't ask me to print the t-shirts for you.
What?
I said maybe Kevlicki would do it.
We still need to print the other ones.
You'd really do it?
Premium ones or the
no,
the secret ones.
The weekly ones.
Okay, well, hit me up.
All right, I will.
Okay, I feel better now.
All right, so what's your business plan here?
Well, these are pretty dorky because I used to sit around with like activist friends and come up with restaurant names.
Uh-huh.
We came up with a deli and frozen yogurt joint called Subculture.
Called what?
Subculture.
It's cute.
It's funny.
A Vietnamese joint made in Bed-Stuy maybe could be called O'Real.
I've heard that one before.
Dorky. An anarchist cafe could be called Eating Disorder.
That's so messed up.
I feel like we did do this topic because I feel like Kevlicki
no,
called
we did
them
restaurant
the same
names.
Answers.
We did restaurant names.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I remember the last time I gave you my activist fusion restaurant name, which was Chinese Mexican fusion joint, and it could be called Waco the Walk, Taco the Talk.
That's funny.
Yeah, that one is cute.
Fusion restaurants are hilarious.
It's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah. Enjoy your sushi tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So someone just sent me the link to Urban. Well, I guess they put it on the comments board. The link to Urban Dictionary about green M&M. Number
Am I
one.
Right?
Green M&M. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One. A candy often believed to make the consumer horny.
Told you.
Two. The only M&M that is female.
Oh.
Didn't know that. And so now it makes sense.
Right.
Or maybe the green makes you horny myth happened first. So then they made the green the only female.
Well, they did, I'm sure, because They didn't animate M&Ms when I was little.
Right. That's a new thing, right?
That green M&M's a slut.
She's a total slut. I've been saying the word slut all day long.
Yeah, you have.
It's so funny. All the letters in there are really fun to say.
I like to end on the hard T. Told you about the green M&Ms.
Guess you were right, poo-poo. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up, lady?
What's up?
So I definitely heard of the green M&M thing before. I remember that as a kid.
Cool.
And, Michelle, a question for you. How many slaps in the ass up when things get going?
What?
What?
Don't you dare talk to me like
Wait,
that.
Wait, what'd he say?
Something about slaps on the butt.
How many slaps are you in love?
When the light turns green, you get a slap on the ass.
Well, I don't think this is appropriate.
Yeah, you're being inappropriate.
All right.
She'll only talk about it when she wants to.
Oh, all right. Well, I was once going to start a business. I actually thought I was going to do this, but it's probably not going to be that funny. But I want to do a hair salon or hair cutting places and have all the hair cutters, all the women dressed up in, like, Hooters type outfits, like short shirts and short skirts, and I was going to call the place Trim.
Trim.
Yeah, I heard him.
Classy.
Yeah.
T-R-I-M.
I'm not...
I heard you.
Thanks for spelling it for us.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
Who's winning?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Are you still doing business ideas?
Finally, a girl. A woman.
You're the first female call of the
45
night.
45 minutes. Jesus. Okay. Yes, we are still doing business ideas. What's yours, lady?
Okay. So, you know how if you've ever worked retail, like at a Dunkin' Donuts or a Chick-fil-A or whatever, you have, like, customers who get crushes on you and such?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, no, we don't know it that way, but we know it from being on the
radio. I worked at a Blockbuster.
Do people love you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, go ahead.
So, I know this is only legal in certain parts of Nevada, but yes. This is an imaginary world. So, this is like, what's the nice word for it? A brothel where in every room it's set up like the convenience store.
Yes!
Food place of your choice. So, there's like a Burger King room, Dunkin' Donuts room, Starbucks room, like
White Castle.
All these different rooms.
That's awesome. And wait, then you get to, like, eat your favorite food and bone some hooker?
Yes.
Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Yes. Yes. You can get
what
a good donut and...
What is it called?
Yeah. Does it have a good name?
The Friend Zone.
Friend Zone?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, I imagine that the dudes who are crushing on these girls are also the same kinds of guys who are like, I can't find.
Oh, because they're always like in the friend zone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Light bulb moment. Yeah, if you have to explain the name, it's probably not a good name, though. But your idea is really good.
Brothel.
I think,
like, dudes
I think,
care what it's called. You know
yeah,
what I'm
dudes
saying?
Don't care what it's called.
Yeah, but we care, and we're the ones who are having this
It's
show.
A good idea.
Yeah, we need to come up with a better name, though.
It is a great idea.
I think it should have something to do with a food court.
Yeah.
But I don't know what yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got me, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I understand. This is great.
Like, it has to be something with a food court, something
yeah.
sexy.
And then you can, like,
court.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Well, why not just call it that? Choose your... Well, no, because that sounds like a...
Could you just... You don't want to call it food court, either.
No.
Huh. We got to think about
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though.
What's your name,
you.
Sister?
Janessa.
Janessa, you're on the list.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
She didn't have the name down, but the thought,
the idea,
the concept was
strong.
On point.
Yeah.
We should come up with a name.
That concept was strong.
Fast food.
Fast.
FUCs.
Hmm.
Wait, that's kind of funny.
Fast food, fast.
Women?
No.
FUCs? Do they have a drive-through window?
Yeah, you just have to stick it in.
Wait, someone just said come and go.
That's already a place.
Oh, man. You just have to stick it in. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got an idea for a German restaurant that would specialize in hot dogs and beer. The Frankenstein.
Haha, cool. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm very excited that I got through because I'm actually the second girl to call, and I was waiting for when all the men would start harassing you.
That never happens.
What did you say?
They never stop harassing.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
That's all right.
We're hot. So what's your business name?
I actually just thought of like a restaurant, and I wanted to name it Thank You for Calling, How May I Help You, just for the fact that when people call, you can say Thank You for Calling, Thank You for Calling, How May I Help You.
Oh, you can say it twice?
Yes.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so I figured you guys would enjoy speaking to a man for once. So.
Everything on the menu should be named twice, like
yeah.
Burger Burger.
Exactly.
Or Eggs Benedict, Eggs Benedict.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Grilled cheese, grilled cheese.
I love grilled cheese.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, there's 10 minutes left. Who's winning so far?
Hi, you're on the radio.
But I want to know who's winning.
Okay, so far on our list, we have statutory crepe. The Burgatory, I'm crossing off. Danny D's mood bed, I think I can cross off. So right now, it's between statutory crepe and Janessa's food court, which wasn't named, but was a great idea.
But it wasn't named.
Snack and whack. That was Cosmic Matrix's suggestion. On the comments board. Yeah, but the idea was so good it almost doesn't matter it wasn't named because the name will come to us. The strip mall. No?
That could... Huh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
I have the best idea. It's a foot pedal toilet seat. You know when you go to like a public restroom?
Yes.
And you don't want to touch toilet seat, so you kick it up with your foot or you use a stick. Well, you just, like a garbage
stick?
Can thing, you just put your foot on the pedal, the toilet seats lift up, and there you go. You don't have to touch the toilet seat, then you don't have to cross-contaminate your junk with the stuff that somebody just, you know,
that must
somebody
exist.
Just dropped wolf, and you're ready to go. You know what I mean?
What's it called?
It's called the Perfect Deuce.
Oh, wow. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. The restaurant is called Meat Sweats, and it's an all-you-can-eat barbecue and fried meat restaurant.
Really good. Have a good one.
They should offer chauffeur service home.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Then I'd go.
Hello. I have an idea for an entrepreneurial idea.
Let's hear it.
An S&M parlor for the budget conscious, and it would be called Bargain to Basement.
That's funny.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I don't have my own business idea, but I had an all right name for the food court one.
Okay, go.
You know how like courtesans is the old timey word for prostitutes?
Yeah.
No.
We call it the food courtesans.
Absolutely.
That's
the name. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Alex.
Alex, that was a good one.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
It would just be like courtesan, right? And it would be like a food court with hookers.
It wouldn't be food courtesans?
I guess you could call it food courtesans, but yeah, food courtesans, that makes sense. That's pretty cute.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I do like a pun. That was a nice little pun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name's Jim, and I'm from Brooklyn. And my idea is a medical pot dispensary that specializes in addressing women's pain relief needs during their cycles. And it would sell strains that address that, and it would be called Rosencramps and Guildenstone.
What?
That's funny.
I used to love that. What's that movie? I used to love that movie.
What movie is it from? Rosencrantz and Guildenstern?
There was some movie that I used to watch on, like, when Bravo... Was it Bravo used to play back before It Is What It Is Now?
Yeah.
They used to play really good, like, independent films.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Some, yeah, that one. With, yeah. Like, who was in it?
I don't remember.
I feel like it might have been the guy in The Professional.
Oh, that guy?
Not Leon, the detective.
Oh. Gary Oldman?
Yeah. Was it?
I don't remember.
201-209-9368. What would your business be, right? And what would it be called? I mean, I kind of want to give it to Janessa and Alex for their collab.
Both of them?
Although Statutory Crepe is pretty good.
It's funny.
How are we going to decide?
I don't know.
All I can think about right now is our dinner.
I'm so hungry.
We're going to leave immediately, right?
Yeah, we have to do our chore. Everyone here has to do a chore.
Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. 201-209-9368. You have about 5 minutes to win a t-shirt. That's all I have to say. Hi, you're on the radio.
So I don't know how serious you guys are, but I had this idea about taking cow manure from a farmer and making a biogas methane digester, which would turn the poop into methane, which you could use to power electricity. So it's a way to live off the grid and have a cow farm. And the product would be the digester.
What's it called?
Yeah, the name, I mean, it's not really my business. I would design it, but somebody else would have to name it.
All right.
Have a good one. Wait, hold on.
What?
Drew Bulls on the comments board says the food court brothel should be called Burger Fling. You like the other one better?
I don't get it.
Like Burger King?
I don't think that's that funny. That's what you were laughing at?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have an idea for a laundromat.
Okay.
All right, so a laundromat that has a bar, and you can do your laundry there, and it's called Suds.
That already exists.
Where?
I don't know. It would have to be, like, by a college.
No, where does it exist,
It
Michelle?
Exists here, I think, and it exists in Indiana or somewhere in the Midwest. It definitely already exists.
How do you know it already exists?
Because I had a project at work, and I did
some
research. She
washed her panties there.
No, that's not why. I gotta laugh.
That guy laughed.
What if weed was legal? You have beer and weed, and it's Suds and Butts.
All right, that doesn't exist.
That one's funny. All right, now you win. Okay, have a good one.
You too.
201-209-9368. What's your small business idea? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, the greatest radio station in the world.
Universe.
Universe? Is the universe bigger than the world?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. How about a card game where people have to guess what cards are in the other person's hand? And if they guess wrong, the other person hands them a balloon shaped like an aquatic animal and says, blowfish.
Wait, what?
Thanks, dude. That was good. I liked your blowfish. All right. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Hey, guys. What's up?
You're not supposed to talk to them. You're supposed to pretend like they're not here.
Okay.
201-209-9368. You have 2 minutes to win a t-shirt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah. So I got an idea.
Yeah, let's hear it. You have like 10 seconds, buddy.
Big Dig's Hot Dogs, where the customer comes first.
What does that mean exactly?
Think about it.
No, I don't want to. Have a good one. All right, who do we give it to?
I don't know.
King Dean with Statutory Crepe.
It's funny.
The crepe restaurant.
With underage girls working there.
High school girls making your crepes.
Dressed hot.
obviously.
In my mind, they're all dressed like the girls
or
in the Aerosmith videos.
The brothel that's more like a food court where every room is a different fast food restaurant.
And that's
you get
called,
your meal and your sex.
And that's called?
And that's called food court. Wait, what was
courtesan.
It? Courtesan.
That one. But then we have to give away 2 shirts.
Yes. So we can give away 2 shirts.
All right, then.
All right, Janessa and Alex, you guys win for the collab of one of you had the idea, the other one had the name. Send me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You are listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
How far you going?
How far'd you say you were going?
Los Angeles.
L.A.? L.A.'s good enough for me, mister.
That's what I was afraid of.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. Just thinking out loud.
People get in trouble for doing that.
What's your name?
You can call me Vera if you like.
You live in Los Angeles?
No.
Where are you coming from?
Oh, back there.
Needles?
No. Where did you leave the owner of this car? You're not fooling anyone. This buggy belongs to a guy named Haskell. That's not you, mister.
You're out of your mind. That's my name, Charles Haskell. I can prove it. It's my driver's
license. Save yourself the trouble, mister. Having Haskell's wallet only makes it worse. It just so happens I rode with Charlie Haskell all the way from Louisiana. He picked me up outside of Shreveport.
You rode?
You heard me.
Then it all came back to me. All the talk about dueling and scars and scratches.
SOS, alien creatures are landing. Alien creatures are landing.
coming from the urban city ghettos, but we still king, queen, natural born rebels. Black tails, crack cells, heavy bullets, pebbles. We done
push it low.
We done seen everything from gunfights, selling dope, getting cream. It ain't depression, you can ask my ancestors. Trifecta from the Tribeca. I bet you we a
push it low.
Resurrect, low effort. Lil 17 trying to microphone check it. Trying to stress it. Rather see me Pyrexing. That ain't me, that ain't we the essence.
Push it low.
Uh huh.
Push it low.
Okay.
Push it low. Just push it low. Come on.
It's too much to spit. My life is kind of tragic. I'd rather spit a hit for the jam and beat Kobe. Still on the quest like Fife and Jerobe. Got to
push it low.
Just tired of being bombed out.
Yeah, it's been a minute, nothing short of 60 seconds. Can't stomach where I come from, hard to eat breakfast. You ain't refined when you're trying to get acceptance. Golexes, Rolexes, stupid dumb necklace.
You see the rap game is stitched in my hoodie. Like when I'm on the mic to excite you like I'm goody. Mob never slob, you guess this. What is this? Spit with a dip when I kick this relentless.
Yeah, you did it to death, but that's a death wish. Gotta do it big like you precious. Let's just
push it low.
Uh-huh.
Push it low.
Okay.
Push it low. Just push it low.
Come on.
Push it. Yeah, you gotta pull it. Yeah, you gotta do what you do. And keep it moving. Yeah, you gotta push it. Yeah, you gotta pull it. Yeah, you gotta do what you do. And keep it moving. Yes, you gotta push it.
Say young Trey got his cream on, block got embraced, but it's haste, the love on. About to move up a Jefferson theme, so on the means I stream, but what he gon' lean
Don
on?
Don Jules top shotter, who claim hotter? Trash rhymers back off, your mic's getting cut off, New York to Rock City.
Yeah.
We never rhyme soft, emphasizing true spit, that girth, that
yeah.
Grit.
Rose gold dreams, high self-esteem,
yeah.
Living on your knees, ain't a grease overseas.
Uh-huh.
Clock don't stop, so the crock pot steam, right. Don't close shop, trying to cop heavy triple beams.
You better
push it low.
Like tribes instinctive travels. Fear me, know the voice, muddy ranks back in the saddle. Despite hiatus, I stays ready to battle. King from Queens, get your ass out of my castle.
Yeah, preacher told him, but it ain't click.
Ain't click.
Light switches get dimmer when it's gray and the sun missing.
Sun missing.
Sun missing.
Sun missing.
Sun missing.
Yeah, you gotta push it. Yeah, you gotta pull it. Yeah, you gotta do what you do.
And now some brand new music from the incredible and magnificent Luke Skywalker.
I'd like to teach you my secret technique. I'd like to teach you my secret technique. He knows the trick of that young fella. I'd like to teach you my secret technique.
Seems that you've improved yourself now.
There's no way you'll be able to defeat him. Just give up.